Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
This is Radio Art 106. I am Meira Asher. I bring you an interview with Palestinian activist Maher Al-Akhras, recorded on November 12, 2020. He reflects upon his 103-day hunger strike in protest at his administrative detention. After 5 petitions were rejected by the Israeli High Court of Justice, Maher Al-Akhras decided to stop his hunger strike once he was guaranteed by the General Security Services, also known as the Shabakh, that his administrative detention will end on its original date, November 26, 2020, and will not be extended. The interview was recorded at the Kaplan Medical Center in Israel. Maher Al-Akhras, a father of 6 from the village of Silet Adaher in the occupied West Bank, was arrested on July 28, 2020. On August 7, he was placed under administrative detention for 4 months. Al-Akhras began his hunger strike on the day of his arrest and was hospitalized at Kaplan Medical Center from September 6, following a severe deterioration in his health. His condition led the High Court of Justice to temporarily freeze his detention. But Al-Akhras continued his strike, demanding that his detention be revoked entirely. He repeatedly refused medical treatment. Al-Akhras' final court hearing took place on October 28, 2020. The justices dismissed the petition on the grounds that Al-Akhras chooses to go on hunger strike after announcing that he would end it if he was transferred to a hospital in the West Bank or East Jerusalem. Although the justices recognized that Al-Akhras's life is in real danger, they ruled that the hunger strike in itself had no bearing on the decision regarding the administrative detention. How are you? Do you feel relieved?
الراحة الوحيدة إنه الواحد يكاف في بيته بين أهله وبين شعبه يكب حريته كاملة. الحرية منقوصة كثير هس يعني. أنا مش حر بالخروج من هون.
The only relief is that the person's at home with his family and his people. In that, he's going to be completely free. The freedom I have is not perfect now. There's much that lacks. I'm not free to get out of the hospital because I must continue to receive treatments until I recover or until it's going to be 26th of November when I'm allowed to leave. There's no other choice. This, of course, limits freedom.
How is your family feeling?
عائلتي مبسوطة إنهم يعني تم إنقاذ حياتي يعني بعد ما شافوا إنه بكيت متعرض للموت بأي وقت يعني في الخص يعني أمي وأولاد الصغار مبسوطين بس قاعدين بيشوفوني صرت أقدر أتكلم منيح.
My family's happy because, well, that is, my life was saved after seeing that I was going to die at any moment. Especially my mother and my small children. They're happy again after seeing that I started to speak well and I could get to recognize them again. That is, they stopped seeing the sad sights that they had seen before. They're happy, but they want to see me at home.
What do you plan to do when you go back home?
بس بدي ارجع للبيت طبعا بدي يعني اول شيء اهتم يعني في اطفالي اعوضهم عن الحرمان اللي شافوا في هذا الوقت العصيب.
When I return home, I want first of course to take care of my children, to compensate them for the deprivation they've lived through during this difficult time.
خاصة الطفلة الصغيرة طوقة لحد يتحسن نفسيتها مش هادي مش قادرة تستوعب المدرسة.
Especially the little girl Tuka. Until now she goes through mental difficulties. She's not quiet, she's unable to go back to school. She's 6 years old. I want to get her out of this mood from the soldiers' entry into the house and when they tore her out of my arms. Until now she's under the influence of what happened. I want to get her out of this situation. The most important point for me is my little girl.
Is this the first time that she has seen soldiers?
أول مرة بالعنف هذا.
It was the first time with this level of cruelty.
طبعاً أمي برضو تعبت كثير. وسبب توقيف إضرابي بسبب يعني أمي إنها قالت لي خلاص يعني لا بموت أنا. أنت بتلحقني تساعد.
And of course my mother as well. She suffered a lot. And the reason for stopping the strike for me is because my mother, she told me, enough, I will die and you will die after me. At this moment I could not. And because of that, I stopped the strike. Without that, I would not stop striking until I was home. But because of the little kids and because of my mother, I stopped the strike. I want to compensate them for this difficult time they went through, their mental state, and bring them back to the best. Until now, they've not returned to themselves, especially in their relationship with other people. I want to return them to their natural state as they were before. And then I have a second plan. Now I'll tell you about it.
يعني اللي بتأذى سأكون في جانبه ولن أتغير ما إله علاقة في أحزاب ولا في أي تنظيمات أنا سأكون أواسي شعبي وإن قدرت أن أواسي أي حر في العالم يتعرض إلى مشكلة سأكون في جانبه.
Then I'll direct all my effort and thoughts to the issues of the people. Whoever is harmed, I'll stand by them and I will not change. I have no connection to parties or fronts. I will comfort my people, and if I can, I will comfort every person in the world who demands freedom. Everybody who deals with a problem, I'll be by his side.
Will you now become more politically involved in your community?
شيء طبيعي. أنا حياتي كلها قضيتها من يوم اتمرأيت على الدنيا. هم دائما شعبي. هم دائما الناس الضعاف. البيوت التي تتهدم. عندما أرى شهيد يقتل بيد جنود الاحتلال كنت لا أنام أيام.
It's a natural thing in my whole life. My life from the day I know myself. I'm involved in the struggles of my people. I care about the weak people, the houses that are demolished. When I see a martyr killed by the occupation soldiers, I can't sleep for several nights.
هاي العائلات لما كنت أشوفها بتبكي على بيوتها وعلى أبنائها.
These families, if I see them crying over the houses and their sons, it made me very sad, even if they were not members of my religion and even if they're not from my nationality. I don't forget anyone. My connection with the people remains very close and strong. It has been years that I stand by their side and they don't forget it. This is why there was popular solidarity with me.
الوقوف إلى جنب شعبنا حتى نعيش أحرار ونتخلص من هذا الاحتلال.
We will continue to stand by our people until we win a free life and defeat the occupation. Each of us will do it in our own way, but my way is to comfort the people and the weakened, those who face disasters. I will be by their side, I and every free person in the world, and I ask you and every free person in the world to continue to stand by us.
Is hunger strike a powerful weapon when challenging injustice?
لما قاعد مش طريق قدامنا غير هذا الطريق. مش سلاح ثاني نستخدمه. نستخدم سلاح صعب جدا
Well, we have no other way. There's no other weapon at our disposal. We use a very hard weapon. It's painful, 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 very painful. Every day that passed, I suffered greatly with terrible fatigue, but I didn't show it to anybody, especially in front of my enemies, in front of the occupation. I couldn't show my pain, and I did not show that I was affected. I wanted to upset them with my stability, and I saw that this is a very powerful weapon, despite the pain it caused me.
But as a weapon, the last weapon available, is it really as powerful as considered by the people in this local context?
نعم قوي جدا لأنه يعني للأسف الشديد عدونا يعني الاحتلال هو برضو ذكي لو بده يصبر حتى الواحد يموت عليه ولا أي شيء بقدرش تحمل المسؤولية اللي بيصير بعدها.
Yeah, it's very strong because unfortunately, well, it moves our enemy because the occupation is also smart. If it waits until the prisoner dies or something happens to him, then it will bear responsibility for what comes after. Therefore, it's smart. It doesn't let you get to death, because it solves things a moment before death. We deal with a smart enemy, who also works in a smart way. He doesn't kill us in front of the cameras of the world, but in a smart way he deals with us.
A hunger strike is a weapon. Like all weapons, it is potentially deadly. It is solely used by the powerless against the powerful. The powerless have no recourse to divisions of armed soldiers or planes raining death on school children when their legitimate grievances are ignored by the powerful, so they use their body. And most importantly, they use their morality and their mind in the struggle to come. Of all the weapons available to humans, the hunger strike is perhaps the most moral. It does not want or attempt to harm a single other human. It seeks to shine a light on injustice. It seeks to let the powerful know that, despite their power, they cannot trample the desire for justice when a man or woman refuses to bow, refuses to live in a state of subjugation. In a continuum from Terence McSweeney to Bobby Sands to Maher al-Akhras, its validity and morality has been solidified and entrenched. The powerful fear the hunger strike. They have no answer to its call for justice.
And he puts us in hospitals to show how civilized he is and that he cares for the Palestinian prisoner. But he puts us in hospitals to show how sympathetic he is with the Palestinian people, to show that he's human. But it doesn't matter if you're in hospital or prison. Suffering is the same suffering, no matter.
The campaign around your hunger strike started quite late. Should a hunger striker have their campaign organized from the very beginning?
No, my opinion is the opposite. Before they came to arrest me, I told my wife, when the soldiers behaved with us in this cruel way, I told her I'm starting a hunger strike, and I asked her to publicize it so that there'll be solidarity and people will know and speak about it. But unfortunately, the world mainly accepts the abominable occupation. If there's no strong civil solidarity and pressure on the important world media, they're not interested because their solidarity with Israel is blind.
طيب طبيعة صلابة المحارب في المعركة هي اللي بتفرض شو نتائج المعركة وهي اللي بتفرض أخبارها لو ما كانت صلابتي وثباتي ما صارش هذا الموقف اللي يعني فضح إسرائيل في العالم ثبات الفلسطيني على مبادئه وعلى
The tough character of the warrior in battle, he's the one who dictates the results of the battle, and he's the one who dictates the narrative around it. The toughness and stability of my stance exposed Israel to the world. This Palestinian insistence on principles with no change of mind. This is what generates a powerful echo through the media, and that's what forces the world to be interested in my struggle. Unfortunately, many hunger strikers before me didn't get to the point where they could generate this media echo. They didn't persevere as I persevered. And that's what the Shabak thought. They thought that I wouldn't last, but they were exposed. It blew them every time they rejected.
True. This is how I felt at the time. It's a complex task. To plan the campaign in such a way to create maximum pressure on the system. On which day of an open hunger strike is best to start?
Well, we can't be sure that the prisoner will continue the strike until he reaches, say, at least 20, 30 days. Then we can say that he was stubborn and he managed to get through the difficult period. The most difficult period is between the 20th to the 40th day. During this period, the fatigue is strong, it's very strong. If you manage to endure between the 20th and the 40th day, I would say that you can continue for longer. It depends on the health of the person. Many before me, their health did not let them bear it. But unfortunately, when the people outside stop hearing about the prisoner and what he has to say, when there's secrecy around his case, it affects him, of course, that there's nobody. It causes a negative effect on him. The people outside have to put pressure to meet with him. If they meet the prisoner, they take strength from him. And this is what moves them. I say that the prisoner himself should be strong and that his resolve will not change from day one. But he gets strength from popular support and from international solidarity. When people hear directly from him, it's better. When they hear from him, it's better. But unfortunately with us, the authority sends people and activists from the Palestinian movements who tell you not to talk to anybody. This is what the occupation wants, that we do not talk. Well, how can we not talk? How will you show that you've been wronged?
Do you think there are any limits to the power of hunger striking?
Yeah, the challenges are numerous, especially what people say. For example, when my strike continued, I started to hear bad words, like, why do you insist, or do you want to die? From people I know, these are difficult challenges. The second thing is the family, the stress of the family. When they allow us to see the family and you see their weakness, it affects you very much. But after this time, I noticed and insisted on telling them, if I see you dead, I will not stop. If the whole world speaks against me, I warn you, my strike will continue until liberation. This time I gave in to you, to the people, to my parents, but to whoever is talking next time, I will not listen to anyone. I will continue until I break them, God willing.
A few weeks ago, we talked and I told you that I think that it can be counterproductive to die on hunger strike because it becomes the new standard for the next hunger striker.
In the struggle of mine, I say in this battle, in this war, in every war, even if it's in the army, the withdrawal from battle is a defeat. In any case, it is a defeat. In this struggle, even if I die, it will be considered a victory. I recommend to anybody who wants to get into such a struggle to take death into account above any thoughts of being released. You shouldn't do any other calculation.
اللي صار معي انا بالذات يعني قلت لك انا مستمر حتى لو لاخر رمق انا لو بدي اخذ هذا الخراف اخذ يعني القرار هذا ووقف اضرابي باخذه على 4 اشهر اللي هي اروح 26/11 بس مش بضل مش في
أمان. Well, what happened to me, especially to me, I told you, I will continue to the end. I am, if I believe them, then I would stop the strike after 4 months, or I go home on the 26th of November. But there was no trust. At the last meeting, they came from the PA, and they called from Gaza, requesting me to stop the strike. Based on an understanding that I'm 100% going home, there'll be no second administrative order, as if it's not a game. There were witnesses to all this talk. My mother was very stressed for 2 days. She pressured me, and then I found a compromise. Everybody witnessed the agreement, and I stopped the strike.
What do you think about the judicial system of the occupation regime? You had 5 petitions which were rejected.
هذا القضاء عند الاحتلال كان في قضية الإداري ولا في قضايا العادية هي تمثيلية على العالم وعلى الشعب الفلسطيني.
The judicial system of the occupation, whether in administrative detention or in ordinary cases, it's a show to the world and to the Palestinian people. Unfortunately, we agree with what's happening and we applaud it. We, the Palestinians, before the world.
بيجي الشباك بعدين بعد سنة سنتين ثلاثة بقول لهم لحونا وخلص بس يفوت عند القاضي بقول له خلص هذا آخر تمديد إليك ومثل ما بقول الشباك.
They will come to you from the Shabak after a year, 2-3 years and they'll tell you this is enough, that's it. And when you come to court, the judge tells you this is the last extension, as the Shabak said. The Shabak comes to you and tells you that this is the last time we extend your administrative detention. You will go to court and they will tell you this is the last time we extend, every time. Every time it happened to me and every prisoner.
واحنا للاسف الشديد رحت على المحكمه واخذت قرار جوهري انا عارف انه الشباك اللي بقرر بس احنا للاسف الشديد بس الواحد روح على المحكمه خلص بصدق انه الشباك انه خلص اوعد ووعده مزبوط والقضاء اقر يعني القضاء ما بطلش وبصدق الفيلم اللي عايشه بصدق.
And we unfortunately like a prisoner will say to himself I was in court and I received a serious sentence but I know that the Shabak decides. A prisoner goes to court and believes that the Shabak promised them. And the Shabak kept its promise and the court agreed, as if the court did not break the Shabak's word. And the prisoner believes in the film he lives in. And I'm amazed that the prisoner himself, who lives in this film, and cooperates with it.
Why are there so many administrative arrests? Why 350 now? Why?
لأنه مش حدا يرد إسرائيل عن جهيتها. لأنه إحنا ضعاف. الأسرى الفلسطينيين ضعاف. ولا واحد منهم بتجرأ أنا جربوا معي حوالي بجوز 30 واحد 25 واحد طلعوا معي على الزنازيل وأنا في زنازيل عفر قعدت 32 يوم.
Because nobody will stop Israel or stand up to its arrogance because we're weak. The Palestinian prisoners are weak. None of them dare. Maybe 25-30 prisoners joined me. They tried to strike with me. They came with me to the cells in Ofer prison. I was there for 32 days. I saw about 35 prisoners who started a strike. 2 days, 3 days, at most 18 days. Then they get tired and they say it's hard.
Is administrative detention more severe than routine arrest? Or are they actually the same thing?
الاعتقال بغض النظر كله نفس الاشي بس الاعتقال الاداري بظل نفسيا مش مرتاحة مش عارف وين التاريخ ومش عارف شو بصير معاه ومش عارف على ايش ظلم متركب فوق ظلم.
The arrest doesn't matter, everything's the same. But the administrative detention is different. You live in a bad mood. You don't know when's your release date. You don't know what will happen to you. You don't know what you're arrested for. There's injustice upon injustice. Parents wait 4 months or 6 months or even 2 months. They, the parents, out there are under pressure. Not just the prisoner himself, but the parents, the relatives and friends, they're all under pressure. Administrative detention is like a bleeding wound, not a wound that heals. So yeah. Administrative detention is harder. It's not only symbolic because it's illegal. It really is tougher than the usual arrest.
The administrative detention policy is a stark violation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which prohibits the arbitrary arrest, detention, or exile of any person under Article 9. Israel continues to place Palestinians under administrative detention based on secret material that can't be disclosed. Administrative detention hinders the Palestinian detainees' right to present and build a fair defense guaranteed under Article 10 of the UDHR. Neither the detainees nor their lawyers are allowed to know the charges or view the prosecution's evidence. Administrative detention orders are reviewed every 6 months and are often indefinitely extended. According to the Adamir Prisoner Support and Human Rights Association, as of November 2020, Israel was holding 4,400 Palestinian prisoners, 380 of them in administrative detention.
لا يعني حتى في الاعتقال الاداري بتصير تظن انت بجاره انه هو اللي عمل عليك شيء بتصير تظن بالناس اخرى يعني بتصير تعمل لك مشاكل خلال السنين او الاشهر بتقعدها بتصير تظن باقرب الناس عليك انه هو اللي بيعمل فيك.
Yeah, true, it's harder. In administrative detention, you even start to suspect your neighbor. He's the one who did something to you. You start to suspect people. You're in trouble with people while in jail. You start to suspect the person closest to you that maybe he reported you.
صار حتى الواحد ثقته في الناس مش مليحة. صار يظن إنه كل الناس أعداء له وبيعملوا عليه إشي يعني مع اليهود.
You begin to lose faith in people. You begin to suspect that all people are your enemies and are collaborating with the Jews against you.
صار يظن بأصحابه. بصير يظن بأخوه. بصير يظن بخليش حدا اللي صار يظن فيه. أنت مشكلة مع فلان. أنت مشكلة مع فلان. بصير يسمعوك بأسماء. عشان تدخلوك جو تعب وفي ناس بتروح بتتكاتل هي والناس تكاتل ومرات بصير موت.
Yeah, maybe somebody will start to suspect his friends, his brothers. He will suspect everybody. Sometimes the Shabak mentions names. For example, they'll tell you you've got a problem with somebody to make you weary. And the many people who went and fought with other people, and sometimes there's deaths, nobody knows why. I'm talking about cases I know because it's happened to me.
If the occupation imposes on you administrative detention again, what will you do?
مستحيل يعني سأضرب. لو هسه اليوم ردوا يطبوا فيي هون انا بضرب طوالي. لو ردوا هسه يحاولوا يطبوا فيي بضرب.
No way. I mean, I will hunger strike. If they touch me today, I will immediately declare a strike. If they come here and try to do something to me, whether it's to arrest me or anything else, I will go on hunger strike a second time. Immediately, yeah, I will restart using this heavy weapon.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.